Audio point 4. Hard to believe now, but until about 1940, there were many fishing and shrimping boats in Parkgate. But the rising marsh caused them to be moved downriver to deeper water. Opposite the watch house, where the road narrows, you will see the remains of a slope known as Middle Slip. This at one time was used by the donkey carts, which collected the day's catch from the fishing boats. Trains took large quantities of cockles and mussels to market in Lancashire and Yorkshire. The railings near this point were often hung with drying fishing nets, as were the church walls in Mostyn Square. The watch house opposite was built in 1720 and was originally a one-up, one-down cottage with an outside staircase. Its name dates from 1799, when it was leased by HM Customs and used as a lookout. In 1828, it was let to Mary Cunningham, bathing housekeeper. If you look up on the bank, you will see Riley's Castle, which has been incorporated into the White House. It was home to the actor and author Samuel Riley, who on many occasions between 1812 and 1815 performed in Parkgate. As you walk along the parade towards the boathouse, there are extensive views of the marsh and estuary towards the Welsh Hills, about 4 miles beyond. The salt marsh is a site of special scientific interest, and 10,000 hectares of it is the Gayton Sands RSPB Reserve, which was bought in 1979. The area is special because the mud banks and saltwater pools of the estuary teem with life, offering a feast of lugworm, mussels, cockle and shrimp to the flocks of overwintering waders and wildfowl. And in the summer months, the marsh is home to breeding birds, such as the skylark, who nest on the ground. The pools in the marsh at this point were made by the RSPB to provide the right conditions for many bird species, and the seawall along this stretch is a popular point for bird watchers. There are occasions here when the views can be quite spectacular. Several times a year, when the tides are high and the wind is strong, the sea reaches the wall, flushing out many small mammals and attracting birds of prey, such as the peregrine, the short-eared owl, the marsh harrier, merlin, and more bird watchers. As you walk, you may wonder what is behind the high sandstone wall on the right. This is Brook House, which was built in 1903 and originally called Bleak House. It is worthy of note because it was built by W. Aubrey Thomas, who designed the Liver Building in Liverpool. Now walk towards the row of houses that are grouped at right angles to the road, and look by them for Pengwern and Sawyer's Cottages. When you get there, play audio point 5.